It's time for Product Genius with Tiffany Krumenz.
Greetings, salutations, everybody. My name is Stephen Julian. I am your slightly annoying co-host for the fantastical journey known as Product Genius with Tiffany Krumenz. Sitting across from me, back in the studio, I'm out of quarantine this month, and I get to be with my wonderful host, Tiffany Krumenz.
I missed you last month.
Oh, man.
I had to look at you on a computer, but you know, I think I did. I got to pat myself on the back.
You did.
I survived.
You did fantastic.
Without you in front of me.
You did wonderful. You know, we might, the secret got exposed that you really don't need
me.
Can do the show.
Had you not been on that computer screen to bring me back on the tracks, I would have flipped out. So
no, listen, we did. First of all, kudos, hats off to the easiest podcaster in the history of the world to work with, Jody Smith, jodysmith.com, jodeysmith.com. If you want to get into podcasting, he is definitely a resource, and he made us sound so much better than it actually was. I had to go into self quarantine. I had negative results. And so I'm back, and I'm back in the studio, but those shows sounded great. I mean, they sounded normal, and I was sitting at the end of this table on a computer screen while I was standing up in my bedroom on my Microsoft Surface. So, but I'm back in the studio, and we are back for another episode. And this one is a small business spotlight.
Yes.
Tiffany, you do this show as a give back. You do this show as a give back to people Product Genius. We're not all geniuses of everything. And so you want to help people know about your journey, but also talk about other journeys. Small Business Spotlight, why do this type show? What's your hope with these kind of episodes?
Well, this one I've been trying to do for a couple of years now. I don't know why we haven't gotten around to it.
She's a stubborn guest. Yeah. That's why. No, I'm just kidding.
I've just failed to schedule it. And that's a bad on my part. But I finally got the chance a few years ago to dive back into mentoring and working with entrepreneurs one-on-one when I licensed Ava. And this guest, one of our guests, we have two today, reached out to me pretty consistently for a while with a product idea she had. She was a pediatric nurse. She was telling me that this is something very heartfelt that I would love. And I hear that a lot because I think people pull at my heartstrings. But this one really stood out. This was an idea and a product that I loved, excuse me, from day one. And so Cecilia and I started working together in the sense of like her just looking for advice. You know, I was telling her how to do her branding and help her with website and just little things here and there. And we became best of friends. I mean, we're like sisters now. That's not always going to happen. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Yeah, so everybody goes, if I work with Tiffany, we'll be best friends.
Yeah, that never happens really, but I love her.
Yeah, I'm not your best friend, right? Not at all. We've worked together 3 years.
We're good friends.
We're very good friends.
Yes.
So don't give away the whole story.
Yes, I won't.
So we are, the two guests we have today, the Small Business Spotlight, is going to shine brightest on Cecilia Auth with Tubesies, and also we have Kimberly Carney with Fashwire, and we're saving for the end. The tease for the end is there something that kind of brought the two of them together, which is why they're on the show together. And it has to do with a organization called, you're going to have to wait till the end of the show to catch that. Or it probably is in the description if you pulled it up on your podcast app. So it is time to welcome Cecilia Auth with Tubesies. Cecilia, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Tiffany. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Now, I started the show by saying you're a stubborn guest, and you're not. The reality is, Cecilia, your name has been brought up multiple times over the years, both on this show, Product Genius, and even in Tiffany's former show that I did with her, the Tiffany Krumenz Show, on Business Radio X. We've kind of longtime listeners of the show feel like they already know you, but not everybody listening is a longtime listener of the show. So Tubesies, tell us about Tubesies. And first of all, tell us about the product and what it is, and then we'll get into the story.
Great. No, thank you. So Tubesies is a tube feeding friendly bodysuit. As simple as that. So the word Tubesies comes from the access that this bodysuit gives. So it's technically under an adaptive apparel line, and it offers just easy access for a child that has and requires medically a feeding tube for their medical condition.
So Tiffany's story around Ava the elephant was because of her working with Gibby And your story around Tubesies is a little similar because she kind of already mentioned it. So your background is as a pediatric nurse, correct?
That is correct. I've been a pediatric nurse for 20 years and worked with hundreds of medically fragile infants and toddlers.
And before the, so for those people who, or it's people in that situation with kids who are going through that, infants who are going through that before Tubesies, what was the problem? What was the reality of someone not being able to use something like Tubesies?
So typically an infant toddler wear standard body suits. It's a one piece that helps support their diaper area. It's a comfortable, warm undergarment that's worn underneath their sleepers or their regular day clothing. And where I worked in the hospital setting, we had to access this feeding tube. And part of my nursing care was to administer vital nutrients and medication through this feeding tube. So the challenge for me was to having to either wake up a sleeping baby or interrupt them by undressing them while they were wearing this bodysuit. And so although I dealt with this on the daily and other nursing colleagues had the same challenges of interrupting, and you know, when we interrupt a baby that's sleeping, what happens? They're crying. So, right? They're upset. And so when you're trying to give this vital care, this nutrition that's going to help heal them and allow them to grow, they're not always happy. And so you're trying to calm them down. And it's this really sensitive process. And so I thought, if I'm having this challenge just at my hospital setting, I can only imagine what these families as they're going home with are happening as well. So I knew that there had to be a better way and to help extend this care.
So I'm going to jump ahead in the story, and Tiffany, I'm going to bring you in because I know there's a whole nother episode to do on from that problem to the solution, but because we kind of want to, first of all, focus on the business spotlight, but let's jump ahead to where, and Tiffany, tell the story again. You kind of told it a little bit in the intro, but kind of how did you and Cecilia get connected?
So Cecilia had seen my story on Shark Tank, and she felt like we were kindred spirits, obviously, because of how we've created our products. And so she reached out, and when I eventually got back to her, I just loved her product. It made perfect sense to me. I loved that it was more friendly to the child, just like Ava, where it was creating, it was giving them a solution for a real problem. And so she and I hit it off. We started working together on her product. I mentored her through a couple years of basically developing it, manufacturing it. And she did an incredible amount of work. She was such a good mentee. Usually you find someone, I've only seen people really who want you to build their business for them. And Cecilia is not that person. I mean, she takes what you give her and she runs with it. And some of the incredible ways she's run with it were, she created the product and then she started getting it into hospitals. And after she started getting into hospitals, she got it onto Zappos Adaptive, one of the biggest adaptive clothing lines out there. I had zero part in that. She made that happen and they've been an incredible partner of hers. And now she has, how many SKUs do you have, Cecilia? So when you came to me, you had a prototype and now you have how many SKUs?
We have 36 SKUs right now. And wow. Those are all different styles and sizes to help accommodate, these babies.
So Cecilia, the journey, so you met Tiffany when you kind of had the prototype and she's been able to help you, some during this process. But everybody who's listening to this show, who's trying to kind of develop their own product-based business, one of the things we try to bring up in the show all the time is we always face obstacles. What were some of the obstacles in actually, you know, getting the product to market or getting from prototype to 36 SKUs of kind of where you are now? What can you pick out one or two obstacles that our listeners either will absolutely relate to or that they may not realize they're right around the corner from in dealing with?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, initially it starts off with funding. You know, right away we need money to begin this process. And since I was working as a full-time nurse, I some of the resistance was, okay, is this a problem for just myself or am I in my own hospital, or is this really a problem that's out there, and meaning in the bigger picture with families? So proof of concept, developing a proof of concept product, a prototype, and the funding for that. So those two right away were a challenge. And leaning on Tiffany in terms of guidance of getting some ideas on what I could do that might work for me, I wanted to really start off small. And one of Tiffany's biggest advice for me was to really get that proof of concept down to be sure and before investing a lot of money into thousands of products, because then you're sitting on it and you might have something that may not really be a problem for many.
And she actually listened. Although this is,
Right. And I think for me, I think as initially as an entrepreneur, well, I didn't ever really label myself as an entrepreneur, even at that point, because I just wanted to get this resource, this tool to help. So before I knew it, I started picking up a little bit of traction and developing and establishing a crowdfunding campaign to help me get those initial products to get them out to families to establish that proof of concept.
Another challenge she faced that she probably doesn't even remember now because she's had so many since, but was we tried to get her product made here in the U.S. And just like my challenge with Ava, hers is an apparel product. So a lot of cut and sew products are made in the U.S., but apparel is not as common, especially over here in Los Angeles. It's sometimes common. And so she went through, I think, three factories, one of which just shut down mid-order, mid-process, two of which could not get the right pricing. And so that's a challenge that a lot of people face when they try to go down that road. And she did, and she bounced back and found different manufacturing
options. What was Cecilia, what was the solution to this problem of three different factories not really delivering at all? Just found the fourth one and it worked.
Right. You're trying to get pricing. So you're trying to be careful on the money that you've raised and use that wisely. So you're being cautious and communicating and almost interviewing the places that are going to be caring for your product. And so the trust factor and really seeing how you can get quality product for a price that really is going to sell to the consumer. So especially in this particular, I don't want to call it medical product, but it's more of a therapeutic garment that these families, I wanted them to be able to afford and not have that a large price to pay for something that was going to be supposed to be helpful for them. So I went ahead and looked on overseas manufacturing. And so after carefully deciding that the cost to maintain the cost at a more affordable rate, I had to look somewhere outside the U.S.
That is such a great point, and what the story she shared is so important, because we just interviewed Love and Grow Company. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So they have a high end, very expensive garment they're
almost
selling.
Almost exclusive.
Yes. Yeah. It couldn't be more different than this product. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times Cecilia's come to me in tears going, I don't want it to look like I'm taking advantage of these families. I want to help them, because she's like me wanting to just give them away. Yeah. If she ever had an investor, she'd be in big trouble. So she is so focused on delivering to them something they can afford, and it's almost impossible. I mean, when you put your margins in and, actually make some money as a small business, right, which is hard to do, it's extremely challenging. So that's why she ended up having to move back overseas.
Wow. Okay. So we're here to this point. There are 36 SKUs. You're working with Zappos, you're doing some, you've got hospitals and actually direct to consumer. What do you see around the corner? What are some of the opportunities? What are some of the next steps? Where is Tubesies a few years from now? Where are you guys headed?
That is the million-dollar question, Stephen.
Thanks. I'll expect a check in the mail.
Right, because I feel like so far on this 3-year journey, you really, of course, you have to have goals. And you can plan so much, but then things, challenges or opportunities surface as you begin to network and lean on different business owners, different people, different experts. You know, coming from a nursing background, I really had to tread lightly on what would be entrusting the next step. So as I look forward and see what the future might look like, definitely I listen to the customers, and the customers have shared larger sizes, more variety, really needing that a whole type of wardrobe, and perhaps even for other medical conditions. So because I can intertwine, I feel like my expertise as a nurse and how the function of devices may work and how it's utilized in a medical facility, yet at home use, because I don't want it to feel so sterile. It needs to be comfortable and friendly and make families feel and children feel inclusive. I found that that is something that's evolving over time. So although I want to project and plan so much, I'm always open to the flexibility of what is almost happening at the moment and living in that moment and seeing how that turns out.
Well, you followed that. Makes any sense. You followed Absolutely. That plan perfectly, because like you said, your customer spoke, they asked for pajamas, and that's your newest product. So, and it's taken you some time to get there. That wasn't an overnight deal. You had to work on that. So I'm excited about where it's headed.
Well, and Cecilia, you didn't come on this show to get advice, but you know, and Tiffany brought up the Love and Grow, a great guest that we had that does clothing completely different, and that's okay. That episode is available in our archives, but you know, if one of the things is, hey, clearly your product is, you're trying to get it to as many people as possible because it's so functional and useful. And but by the same token, it's okay to ask for a reasonable price. And then the margins built in that can then also allow for a give back of giving Tubesies to people who can't afford them. I mean, there's definitely multiple ways to come about this problem. And what will come through over and over and over again is, first of all, your creativity, but then secondly, and the skill you bring to it, but then how you know, keeping the business open and keeping the business moving forward is going to allow more parents to deal with this issue and this problem. And there are so many around whatever's going on where tube feeding is a reality, but at least you don't have to worry about, you know, the clothes. So that's a fantastic thing. I think we've come to a great point to kind of pivot to our second guest. So Cecilia, hang on. We're going to bring you back when we reveal at the end of the show how you guys, the things that's connecting both of you. But I want to welcome onto the show Kimberly Carney. She is the founder of FashWire. Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
It's great to be here.
Yeah. So Tubesies, you know, kind of gives away a little bit of what they do in the name. Now, you know, you got to know that it's clothing, but there's something around tubes, right? So FashWire, not sure. So you get to really step up to the plate and really deliver to answer the question, what is FashWire all about and what do you guys do?
So FashWire is a two-sided marketplace. So it's a multi-brand global marketplace connecting designers, fashion designers from all over the world directly to consumers. FashWire's mission is to help designers and brands make smarter inventory and product development choices by using swipe technology for customers to vote and influence fashion and give the feedback on the products they would love to purchase. And so, and for the consumer, they get to improve fashion discovery and awareness by our AI and personalization for the customer experience. So as they're going in and they're swiping of what they like, what they don't like, not only are they giving that real-time feedback, but they're influencing the future of fashion. And during this pandemic, as retail, you know, came to a halt, the industry saw us as a true solution to really help these fashion designers stay in business and continue to sell their product.
Incredible timing. Wow.
I didn't realize we were ahead of the curve for a pandemic. I mean, but it's been, you know, really the way that we approached FashWire was, I actually own a retail store, and I saw the problem firsthand because so many designers would want to be in my store, but the brands that the contemporary fashion brands like AG Jeans or, you know, just different fashion brands from everywhere, they were my revenue. And these new and emerging designers wanted to be in my store, but I really couldn't afford to bring them in. So I thought there had to be a low cost solution where everybody could be discovered. So we went around the world and went to the trade shows, and we went to each designer and got to know them. And that's also, I think, what really benefited us is they know us. We're not just a company that reached out and cold called them. They actually met us. They saw the team. We work with them every day. We put them in fashion shows. We did stuff for them they would never be able to do. And I think that has really helped. And, you know, we've got over 100 sustainable brands. You know, they have stories like from Peru where the women and children make the clothes. So for us, we love the meaning behind the designer's mission as well. It's super important for any business, I think, to know your DNA and what drives you and what, you know, makes you get up and work every day. And just like Cecilia with Tubesies, you know, she's got this mission for, you know, babies. And it's amazing. It's incredible.
The part I love is that you're encouraging these companies who don't know better not to overextend themselves. So many of them have come through you and realized, I don't need to buy 5,000 units of this from a factory. I need to test it like they're doing on your website and see if there's a demand. That's my favorite part of your entire setup.
Well, and it's interesting because we're impacting the supply chain, and you have to right now. And through our mobile app, it's the swipe technology on there is to really that we get over 400,000 swipes a month because people love to have a say in what they're doing, what they're wearing, you know, and to give them that opportunity to go in and say, yeah, I like that, but can you do this? Or it gives the designers the ideas. Plus they could pre-sell. The designers could reach out, pre-sell. And, you know, and then it could be made to order. It's phenomenal to watch us grow right now and see what a difference we're making in helping these brands stay in business.
All right, Kimberly, I am allowed once per show and I'm not allowed to carry it forward. So I've waited long enough. I think it's comfortable to ask. I'm allowed one really stupid question a show. Okay. It's okay. It was in my contract as the slightly annoying co-host of Product Genius.
Is it in my contract?
No. It's in your contract to answer the question, but you don't have to make me sound smart because that's almost impossible. So that would take a miracle. Okay. So here's my potentially dumb question. You are allowed to tell me that was dumb, or you're allowed to tell me it was not dumb. But no pressure, just be honest here. Okay. So, I'm understanding the concept of designers and brands and consumers and kind of bringing them together. I was thinking, and obviously there's a website, fashwire.com. Is this almost exclusively through the website? Or what I figured I'd ask the question as, can you walk me through what it would be like as a designer? Can you walk me through what it's like as a consumer? Can you walk me through the experience of Fashwire? And in walking through that experience, I would then understand, oh, I get how this is different from I'm going to insert store name here and, you know, or I'm a brand, I'm a designer and I try to get, you know, Target to carry my stuff. So can you walk me through the experience?
Yes. So on the B2B side for the designers, we sign up the designer. They send us their collections. We'll either do a screen grab from their website or they'll send us a Dropbox. Then our content team uploads all their images. It's just almost like an e-commerce site. You go in, we go in and we upload their, the product one by one. And then we push it out live. As soon as we get the product up, we get back to the designer and then let them know that they're live. And then the promotion after that is we cross promote over our social channels and then they get visible on Fashwire platform. We get visible as a solution for their product to sell. And that's how it works for designers. It's pretty simple for designers to sign up. And then for the user, so we have mobile apps, we have iOS and Android. And the swipe technology is on the Android and iOS. It's difficult to do swipe technology on a desktop. So
right. Dragging my mouse across the table. What the heck?
Yeah, we're going to insert a tap solution on our website. And so then they go in, they download the app. our app is $1.99, but the reason for that is we get just as many downloads with $1.99 as we do as free, but this helps us save money for the designers. And I have found that true shoppers will pay the $1.99, and we will be able to, we sell more product through the paid users on the app. Mm-hmm. And what's great is we've been able to stay in the top 10 of the app paid shopping apps for several weeks now. It's been phenomenal.
Cool.
And then the user goes in, and then on our homepage, you automatically, on our home screen of the app, you automatically go in and you have that swiping. We have a curated list for you. And if you've been in before, our AI powers your own personal preferences. And then you can see our fast talks. We have it on our website and on our app that you can go in, and we have interviews with all of our designers. So we, you know, ask them, you know, why they got started, you know, what they're passionate about, you know, and just different random questions. And it's been a really great thing because our designers love to promote their interviews through their social, because right now social is discovery. And we're a discovery solution for these designers. And so this is what the user gets to see. They get to see interviews. They get to see the product. They get to swipe. The gamification of that is super incredible right now, because it's not only do they just get to keep swiping, but they're influencing fashion at the same time, and which helps the designers increase their own profitability.
I'm a self-proclaimed hater of shopping. I cannot stand shopping. I wear the same outfits over and over again because I despise it. This actually sounds fun. So
it's gamification. Yeah. We learned a new word. I love that.
Exactly. And everything's about sustainability, gamification, and supply chain.
All right. Kimberly, you have to have had somebody say this next line. And if you haven't, then shame on America for not really interacting with you in the right way. This is Tinder for clothes, right?
Oh, he said it. Yeah. He said it. Is that in your contract?
No. I mean, come on. I cannot be the first person to use that, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, I'm glad you know about Tinder.
Yeah, well, listen, I am old, but I'm also slightly enough plugged into the culture. I've never used it, and I've even... Well, we won't talk about my sons at this point, but yeah. That's what it is, right? That's how people would connect with it.
Okay. Yeah. So yes, you can connect with it by calling it Tinder for fashion. We have been called that in press. Our swipe technology is proprietary and a little bit different.
Ooh,
we swipe left to like it, because it's people tend to swipe left, you know, more than right. But it is, we also have that tap version as well, where people don't want to swipe. They can just tap the heart or tap the X. But it's that Tinder swipe technology that really is, it's powerful, whether, you know, it's a dating site, whether it's a, you know, data powered fashion app like ours, you know, it's people giving their input, you know, definitely that's the best way to resonate with it. It is really the Tinder for fashion.
And the other thing you've done,
I'd rather say Bumble for fashion.
Okay. Well, and the other thing is, I think it's an ecosystem for designers and consumers to get together. I mean, that you've created this wonderful ecosystem that is not leaning heavily toward one way or the other. Consumers have big time say in what they like and what they, you know, tap on, whether you're a swiper or tapper. I like that. Are you a swiper or tapper? That should be a good question. Or you're a desktop dinosaur. There you go. One of those that you could do that. And then, so consumers have very much a say, and the designers also definitely have a say, and it's a great ecosystem where, you know, equality reigns. Everybody's given an opportunity. It's not just, you know, one or two brands dominating the ecosystem.
Well, consumers get to discover brands from around the world. You know, when you're in a pandemic and you're in shutdown, you get to, we were able to keep our designer base connected all over the world. Yeah. That is what was incredible, you know, during that time and when you've got the shopping platform powered by consumer preferences, you've got that personalization to connect directly to those brands.
Yeah.
And in turn for the brands, you know, they get to navigate the consumer demand and increase their profitability. And I think when you're going through, there's always going to be challenging times in life. And this pandemic has hit everybody at some point, but we were able to give our user base our designers a place to, you know, really improve their own collections and stay connected to consumers with our platform.
All right, cool. So Kimberly, the website is fashwire.com, fashwire.com. I would assume on any app store, any app download, it's the same. Is it just Fashwire?
Fashwire.
There you go. Yep. And it's $1.99. And I mean, come on, for the value, I mean, people are dropping $1.99. There's skin in the game. That's why they're more apt to buy something. Cause it's like, well, I already spent $1.99. Might as well find something I'm going to like. But also $1.99 is such a good entry price. I get that. So Fashwire, the app, is there anything else people need to know in order to connect and be using this?
I think the other thing on that $1.99, we've been able through the pandemic, because we charge $1.99, to use, you know, percentages of our downloads for philanthropic purposes. Mm. And we've been able to donate, like right now we're doing 50 cents a download to St. Jude for first through the 10th. We do
it.
These different things with different charities, and we love it. We have this, what's called Fash Give, and that's our philanthropic arm. And that is what really it's been great. And it feels so great to be able to give back as a startup, because it's not always easy as a startup, but because we have this solution, we can give 50 cents a download. And when you're staying in the top of the charts, it's meaningful to people.
Well, and the other part of your give back, or another side of your give back. I love that. Fash Give, directly giving to causes. But Fashwire has also been partnered with something called Retailers United. And that's where we kind of, there's the little tease to come back, to bring Cecilia back in. So Kimberly, tell us about Retailers United and what that is and what that does.
So Retailers United is basically helping America reopen. The mission is to help small and medium wholesalers and retailers navigate through the most recent pandemic, macroeconomic and other challenges facing the retail industry, by providing various types of support, including financial sponsorships, grants, services, and mentorships.
And Cecilia, you got connected with Retailers United. Cecilia, tell us the story about what you were able to be involved in with Retailers United.
Yes, I received notification that Retailers United was launching a pitch competition, and for the opportunity to earn a grant and mentorship, business mentorship. And I am in a place with my business that in order to scale, I needed more money. And I think it all comes back to what I shared at the beginning. You know, it seems to be a challenge that comes with owning a business and when you're trying to scale. So proceeding cautiously, watching out for my inventory, seeing which direction TubeZees needs to go next. Unfortunately, because of COVID, a few of my potential accounts have been put on hold. So on what was I counting on in terms of revenue moving forward with some new accounts, all had to be really put on hold.
Until you met this nonprofit.
Exactly. So this amazing opportunity with Retailers United that they offered, with this, you know, chance to pitch, you know, your company, I went for it. And I had been really going for and applying to different grant opportunities, and accelerator programs. And I just, you know, like my kids in sports, they fall off and they get back up. They literally dust themselves off. I felt like that's what I'd been doing, and they inspired me to, okay, that grant didn't work out, that accelerator didn't work out, let's just keep trying. And Retailers United gave me that opportunity, and I'm so glad I applied. And I was really just so honored to be the first place winner.
I was going to say, Cecilia, you are so humble.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
Get to
you
it.
Won.
She won $10,000.
You knocked it out of the park.
for
you crushed your competition.
No, let's talk about her crushing her competition, because she and I had conversations behind the scenes where we looked at everybody that was in this and who was judging. And I told her one day, I kind of let her down. I was like, Cecilia, you're going up against a lot of other fashion companies.
Oh, good job.
And,
way to go.
And all the judges are fashion people. I was like, don't be surprised if they pick a fashion company over, you know, a kid's bodysuit. We laughed about those. Yeah, little old tubesies, but tubesies won.
That's right. They again. I mean, you know, so you can tell Cecilia's been a pediatric nurse for 20 years. Yeah. She is so caring and so sweet and kind and yeah. humble. And yeah. and you, it took you like 2 minutes to get to the point that you won. You won. There can be only one winner, and you were it. For this competition, you won. Okay, let's just...
Yeah. And two of the designers were on the Fashwire platform yes. that were on there. And I was hosting it and I was a judge.
Oh, that's so hard.
It was, you know, and Kay Unger, who's the chair emerita of Parsons, you know, we all picked each judge picked a person that we resonated with. Yeah. And for Cecilia, my son was a premature child. So I was, you know, already impacted by her. So I said, let me have her. And so, you know, so the questions when she did her pitch, it was interesting. She did a really great job. And she was nervous, but she really got a lot of information out there. But when I asked her, and I didn't know what I was going to ask her, I like to listen. And then I like to ask, and she nailed my questions. The questions I asked were the right questions that she needed to answer for the rest of the judges. Mm-hmm. And she nailed them. She pitched. And then when I asked the questions, she was just like talking to me. Yes. And I think that then everything just shifted for her in that moment. And she just went mm-hmm. and she was no longer in her head. And she was just like right at me, you know, and she just nailed it. And it was great to see that passion come through. And really just when we went to go and collaborate, everybody, they were all winners and they all had great presentations and they all brought something different, but we really saw the value with Tubesies and we saw the long-term mission of Cecilia's path forward. And it really, I didn't give my vote until like I let them all go. And it was hands down, it was Cecilia.
Love
and
it.
She really, and I think that as we go forward, it's going to be great for Retailers United and Fashwire. We can really make the impact. And back to those downloads, because of Fashwire's downloads is why Cecilia got that grant. And that's mm-hmm. what's so great is it takes a community.
Yep.
You know, while we're navigating through this, it takes a community. We all have to help each other. Mm-hmm. And it's great that she can come into a pitch competition with fashion people.
Yeah.
and really just, you know, we're able to look outside of our own industries and really see the value of what Tubesies brings. But just so, in my opinion, Tubesies is fashion.
There you go. Functional fashion, absolutely.
It might not be contemporary fashion, but right. it is essential fashion.
There
so,
you go. There you
I
go.
I got worried when the other person pitching said couture. I don't even know how to say it right. So many times in her pitch, and I went, uh-oh.
Parkour?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. And Tiffany, I was gonna ask Tiffany, you know, obviously, mm-hmm. everybody knows your pitch on Shark Tank, premiere, you know, pilot episode, yada, yada, yada. how much were you able to help Cecilia? I mean, how much?
Oh, with her pitch?
Yeah, leading up to it.
I mean, she gets nervous just like I do, like anybody does. And I think if she, like Kimberly said, if she can get out of her way and she starts to open up and be her true self, there's yeah. nothing more beautiful and more endearing than yeah. her talking about her passion. So.
Oh, that's exactly. What she did. That's what was it. That impacted me. It was just, you know, once I asked the questions and she went right to me. And I don't know if you remember that, Cecilia, you just looked straight at me. you just went. And then the next, and you didn't miss a beat. Like you knew it was very interesting to see the shift. And it was just blew us all away. Yeah, I mean, it was phenomenal. And it, your mission is so important in this world, because, and I know personally, I know firsthand because I've been there. And when you've had your own experience and think, gosh, this would have been a great product, you know, 16 years ago, and here we are. And I really believe that as she moves forward, and I'm super excited to help her and to, you know, and to work with her a little bit more and guide her through this process of, you know, navigating through, you know, retail and selling and connecting and what we can do to help her with Retailers United. It'll be, I think it's going to be really powerful for both us, Cecilia and Fashware.
All right, so we are going to close. We're going to close the interview, Cecilia, by letting the champion of the Retailers United pitch competition give your contact information for hospitals, for doctors, for parents of children who have feeding tubes, things like that. What are the best ways for people to get their hands on Tubesies or start a relationship with Tubesies?
Well, thank you, Stephen, and thank you, Tiffany, and of course, thank you, Kimberly. Tubesies can be found on our website, which is Tubesies. It's, I'll spell it out, TubesIES.com, and also our social media platform, Instagram and our Facebook page. But I really wanted to share that it does take a community of all experts to bring light to someone's dream and our passion. And just like the first question Stephen asked, where do I see Tubesies? It's moments like this where you can plan so much, but never in a million years would I have thought during the middle of a pandemic and at the end of summer and not knowing what was coming next for Tubesies, that you just never give up one foot in front of the other and just go for every opportunity that you can, and you never know what's going to happen.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. I would encourage everybody to visit tubesies.com, TubeSies.com. I also would encourage everybody to go to fashwire.com, FASHwire.com, or get the app. Because after all, at least 50 cents of your $1.99 is going to be given back to a very worthy cause. Is there any kind of, and Kimberly, I'll ask you this, is there any kind of website or anything for Retailers United? Or is that just kind of something that they do as a group and then they whether it's the next event or something like that? Is there any kind of somewhere to join?
Yeah, retailersunited.org.
Perfect. Fantastic. Cecilia and Kimberly, thank you guys so much for being on the show. I had a blast, but then again, you know, I could have fun with a brick wall. So, if somebody said get nervous, I think Tiffany said something about nerve. I cannot remember the last time I was nervous, except when I had to be quiet for more than 5 minutes. So, thank you guys so much for being here, and thanks for sharing your stories and your journeys with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun.
Absolutely. Tiffany?
I'm kind of emotional actually today about, no, really, when you kind of think full circle and big picture. I mean, I'm sitting here listening to Kimberly in the position she's in, being willing to help Cecilia in this stage of her journey where I helped her in the beginning. And it's almost like not handing her off because she's a best friend of mine now, but seeing her learn totally new things from Kimberly and from Retailers United is super exciting.
Your little business is growing up.
Yeah. Her little business.
The little friend business is growing. You kicked her out of the nest and look
from
at her fly.
From one prototype to that many SKUs, that's
fantastic.
Huge.
It's fantastic. And listen, there were conversations on shows. There were conversations, you know, you and I just kind of talking through what you're going through and what she's going through. And, you know, it was just a prototype. It was an idea. It was something started. But something resonated. And I think what resonated was helping people. And what I love is here's a product, Tubesies, that's so obvious and it's cute. And there's definitely a fashion to it, but, and I would encourage everybody to go to the website just to look at it. Cause it isn't just that a feeding tube can get in there. There's a lot of really helpful parts of it.
Yes.
You know, it's so useful and in a very tough situation of someone's life. Here's something really useful, but also cute and all that. And then Fashwire is all about fashion. It's all about designers. It's all about, you know, great stuff or unique or all. And yet they both, you can care about people yeah. in both of those circumstances yeah. and in both of those situations. So, and I think that's one of the things about Product Genius with Tiffany Krumans is we're bringing the people who, yeah, we want to build our business, but we want to do it the right way for the right reasons mm-hmm. and help in as many ways as we can, whether it's give back or whatever it is.
And this show is the definition of that. Exactly.
You're right. I give back a lot. To be, no, I'm just kidding. It's your give back, and you just allow Jody and I to be a part of the train that has left the station. And I better crashed. Stop the show before it gets off the rails. Want to encourage everybody to go to TiffanyKrumans.com or MomGenius.com. Those are the ways that you can reach out to Tiffany. And like she said earlier in the show, she guarantees you'll be her best friend if she works with. You can also go to JodySmith.com. He is the easiest podcaster in the history of the world to work with. You, I would give you a website for me, but I'm not allowed to because I'm a financial advisor by day and compliance rules say that I can't tell you my company, but you can search my name because I'm the slightly annoying co-host Stephen Julian saying we'll catch you next time on Product Genius.